Daf Kuf, and we've been trying to figure out our Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be saying that Dafke on Arve Tzachim, Somok Lamincha, there's a din of not eating, whereas it would appear that there's a din of not eating on every Arab Shabbat. So what's the point of saying Arve Tzachim? So the Gemara had two approaches yesterday. One approach was to say that the Mishnah is going only on Libet Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds on a normal Arab Shabbat, you could continue eating until nightfall, whereas he's made on Erev Pesach because of the chiyuv of achilat matzah to be able to eat with desire, so he would be made on Erev Pesach. The other approach was, and that was the way Rav Huna understood the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going out, leave it to Rav Yossi. The Gemara suggested, this was Rav Papa, of course Rav Papa, as usual, tries to find a solution on both sides, right? Two mouths. So even if it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference, because on Erev Pesach it's a Somoch Lamincha, which is from 9 o'clock in the afternoon. And according to Rabbi Yossi, on a regular Erev Shabbos, it's from 9:30 in the afternoon. Because here it's a Somoch Lamincha, and in the case of Erev Shabbat, it's a Zmina Mincha. That's the difference. Our Mishnah is adding that extra half an hour. The last thing that we had yesterday, Zev Gemara says, no, it doesn't make sense, because in the Braita, it says that Rabbi Yehuda measures from 9 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, the afternoon is, we start the morning at 00 hours. 9 o'clock in the afternoon. So it doesn't work out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, because there's no difference between Erev Shabbat and Erev Pesach. It's got to be Rabbi Yossi. And the last thing that we said was, Omer Mar Zutra, the last line, on Tzadik Tet Amud Beit, Omer Mar Zutra, Man, Leimel Ander Dvar Abstegi, Dilma Mishabashtegi. Who's to say that Braita makes sense? It makes much more sense to say that it doesn't make sense. First of all, I mean, it's going to create a contradiction in Braitot, and it's not consistent with our Mishnah being able to work out the Galibet Kuliyama. Doesn't it make more sense to have a Mishnah that works out, even according to Rav Yehuda, and to recognize that something's messed up with this Braita, that's all. So what's wrong with Rav Papa's approach? So Maremar said to him, to Mar Zutra, well, I can tell you one thing, my friend. On the eagle of the Pirkei of Pinchas Brei Rabami, I myself actually came to where they were going over the Brises by Pinchas. The Kam Tana Vatani came in over there, a Tana got up and said over that Brita from 9 o'clock, and he didn't say anything, he said excellent, and was mekabelet as a reasonable Brita, which means it's not Mishabashta. Oh. So Yochi Kasha, so then we've got a problem. So how's there's no difference between Erev Pesach and a regular Erev Shabbos. Okay, Machvar Tekad Ravuna. We'll have to say it's going to Libra Ravuna, and that the Mishnah is only meaningful on Libra Rav Yossi. But according to Rav Huna, it makes sense. Doesn't make sense according to Rav Huna either. Because Om Rav Yirmi, Om Rav Yochan, Mitem, Om Rav Yavu, Om Rav Yosef, Rav Yechanina, Halocha Krev Yudav Erev HaPesach, Valocha Krev Yossi Be'erev Shabbat. What is this supposed to mean? If he paskins, Halocha Krev Yudav Erev HaPesach, Michlal, Depligi Rav Yossi, Betarvayu. You're claiming that the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, you have to be mafsik from 9 o'clock in the afternoon is going according to Rav Yossi. Because according to Rav Yehuda, every Erev Shabbos you have to be mafsik from 9 o'clock in the afternoon. So can you please explain to me how we could have now a psak halacha that tells us halacha Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach, where you said Rav Yossi agrees on Erev Pesach, when halacha is like him. There's an any machlokas. So clearly the mission was going only to Rav Yehuda. And not Rav Yossi. And Rav Yossi was arguing even on Erev Pesach, and we're paskening like Rav Yehuda. No. That's not what it means. When it said halachic Rav Yehuda Erev Pesach, it was not referring to when you have to stop eating. It was referring to the question of whether, having started a su'uda, whether you have to stop. That was the question. And what it meant was, Halacha Michlal the Pligi. Yes, there is a machlokas, but not about when not to eat. There's a machlokas about Behatsaka. That's the machlokas. So he was paskening that over there, if you started a Suda before, even an Erev Pesach, Rav Yossi holds, you don't start, but if you're eating from before, You keep eating. And over there, Rabbi Yehuda, of course, argues on that also. Comes along now the Pesach to say, with Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be mafsik. But Rabbi Yossi would have said, you don't have to be mafsik. How do we know that there's such a machlok? It's the Tanya. Mafsikim l'shabbatot, give Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, you're going to have to stop. You started a Suda. Even if you started the Suda, I don't care if it was 8 o'clock in the afternoon. Whenever you started your Suda, you're going to have to stop when it comes time to be Makar and Shabbos, and you'll have to get rid of your Suda. Was according to Rabbi Yossi, he says, ain't mafsikim, just keep eating. Keep eating, don't worry about a thing. You'll finish your Suda, maybe it'll be in the middle of the night, and then you'll make Kiddush and you'll have your Shabbos Suda. Right now you're still eating your Suda's Chol. Maybe some crazy guy makes a wedding on Erev Shabbos or something. And then just keep eating. On Erev Pesach? We didn't get to that. What's the name? Yeah, but now we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef and Mafsikin, Umaaseh, Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel, Rabbi Yosef, Shoyim and Subim Ba'akro, Bekidah Shalayim Ayom. Now, once happened that Rabbi Yosef is present when they were eating, and it came Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel said to Rabbi Yosef, you know what? Ritzon chanafsik. Maybe we should cut short our Suda. V'nechush l'divrei Yehuda chavireinu. After all, our good friend Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that we're supposed to stop the Suda right now. So in his honor, maybe we should stop the Suda right now. Oh, my Lord. What's going on over here? B'chol yom v'yom ata b'chavev divarai l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda. I don't get you guys. All the time, when it comes to my corpus between me and Rabbi Yehuda, everybody is careful to follow me. And now, you want to be mechaved, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, in front of me, Mela. If I wasn't here, you want behind my back, you want to be machmir, right in front of my face. Adam lechvoshet hamalkai ni babayit. What's with you guys? Going to sleep with the queen right here, in the house, in the middle of the palace. Outrageous. Amar Allah, so he said, oh, if that's the case, if we would now be machmer, people would all bring koved halacha to be machmer, because now that you've protested, so now there's no way we can do it without actually paskening. So, in kein lo mafsik, then we better not be mafsik. Shema yirua tamidim v'yikvu halacha l'dorot. I mean, this little discussion is probably going to be remembered 1,000 years from now. So, I mean, that's all we need is to actually go ahead. And then they'll say, you see, it was licht precious on Malkin Miba Bain.
So they
do it exactly to get it. In fact, on the contrary, they decided because of this whole tumult, they better be koveyed halacha. Achikavu halacha kerbiosi. So this machlokus indeed is both on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Pesach. Comes along now the psak that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Erev Pesach, you have to be mafsik. When it comes to Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, is what he was saying, that we don't, that's not really how we paskin. And that's what the Gemara was saying, that we continue to eat. But in fact, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ain halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Actually, we don't paskin like either of those shitas. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds you have to be mafsik, which means you'd have to actually take off the stuff from the table and start a new soda. Bench, finish, start a new soda. But we also are not crazy like Rabbi Yossi. What, to keep eating? 3 hours later, we're going to now decide we're going to have our Shabbos soda. That we don't do either. What we do is, pores mapa umikadesh. Take a tablecloth, spread it over the table, so that now it's as if there's no food on the table. Say Kiddush, then ta-ta, take off the tablecloth, and then that is an announcement that all of this is L'chol Shabbos. I can't simply make Kiddush when the stuff is already on the table, because then it's not as if it's L'chol Shabbos. So I have to be showing, here I have a completely empty table. Now I make Kiddush, now comes the fun. Only God is covered Shabbos.
Without benching on the first meal?
Any, the Omer of Tachlifa Bar Vidime Omer Shmuel, is this indeed the halacha? Doesn't Shmuel paskin, kishem shemapsikin the kiddush, kach mapsikin abdallah? He said that with same way that you have to be mafsik for kiddush, you have to be mafsik for abdallah. So in other words, if you were sitting and eating a long sudash lishit, and now it's time for Abdullah, you have to stop. We don't pass like this. You have to stop, and you have to make Abdullah. Then you can come, and you can bring a Malava Malka. But you can't you can't continue eating. So when he said it's the same as Kiddush, wasn't he saying Mafsikim? Mafsikim is Mashma, complete Hafsaka. That you'd have to actually, Akirat HaShulchan, you'd have to actually start over and start a new meal. No, not necessarily. Maybe it was lamapa. Maybe he meant you put a bapa over it. And in fact, Rabbi Baravuna equals the Reish Galuta. Once Rabbi Baravuna came to the house of the Reish Galuta, and I to Taka Kameh, they brought a whole table full of goods. And one way of learning this in the Rashbam, Richie, is that they brought the table, wasn't talking about that they had been eating before. It was talking about a normal Shabbos, but they had set the table before Kiddush. So therefore, wasn't clear, many here on the daf compare this to our minhag of covering the lechem, not because of the design of the lechem, but because any food on the table that you're going to say Kiddush is mashma that you were eating before the Shabbos. So you want to show that the entire element of your Kiddush is that now that it's Shabbos, now we can have food, not vice versa. But here, they went ahead and they set the table, they brought a whole table filled. Actually, it does says from the sugya of Yosef Moker Shabbat. It says over there they had a whole table filled with things, it was all set up. But that's the point, they carried in the table afterwards, it says. So that doesn't mean that they carried it in before Kiddush. Or made Kiddush and they carried it in. Our tables that are too big to carry in, this Tosus points out, we no longer have a minhag of the Akirat Shulchan and so on. Okay, so we clean off the table or use the preset mappa. So anyway, so the Reish Galuta didn't want to make Kiddush. I took Taka Kameh, because they had brought the whole table. Suporas Mapa Vikideh, she covered the table with a tablecloth and was Bekadesh. Tani Nami Hochi, most have the Girsa, Ein Mevina Tashulchan, Ela in Ken Kideh. You don't bring a Shulchan to the table with food unless you already made Kiddush. Vim Hevi, and if you set the table and put food on the table, rather. Before, Poris Mapa Umekadesh. Tani. Sorry? We'll get to that. Is Mokum Siddha. It's not a different one. We're getting to Mokum Siddha the next time. It doesn't need to have food there at the time. Tani Chodah. Shavin She'in. We're going to be getting Mamish that Sugya tomorrow. Shavin She'in Matchilin. Vatanya Ida Shavin She'matchilin. Now, how do you have Shavin? Exactly what Shavin means, they agree. Some learn that they agree means Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, even though we argue about Hafsaka, but nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi would be voted as the Chatchila, you don't have, before Kiddush, food around. Okay, others learn, Rashbam learns that Shavim over here means, even though we have a Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, about whether you do Mezigas HaKos before Netilat Yadayim or after Netilat Yadayim in the Mishnah, in a case where you were Notil Yadav, nonetheless, even Beit Shammai is Moda, don't bring the food that you were Notil Yadav for before you said the Kiddush. Meaning it has nothing to do, this Shavim, with the Machlokas that we just had with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So Bishlei Bad Tani Shavim She'ein Matchilim. Both Shitas agree that you don't begin. How would that, when would they be Shavim? That's Mashkachas Lover of a Pesach. That you can learn, that Rabbi Yossi, that's the way we came out. Our mission is going to lead to Rabbi Yossi. Richie! Rabbi Yossi is Maida, that on Erev Pesach, the din is, that you're not Matzchilin Mitesha Shavos V'lamal. Samuch L'mincha. Correct? That's how we came out, even Rabbi Yossi is Maida. We were paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, that was only Gabe Hafsakah. If you started, but in terms of matchilin, shavin she'in matchilin. When does Rabbi Yehuda agree When does Rabbi Yossi agree with Rabbi Yehuda that you don't begin at 9 o'clock in the afternoon? That's talking about Erev Pesach. But where would it say Shavim Shematchilin? I mean, where's Rabbi Yehuda agree Matchilin? Rabbi Yehuda argues even on Erev Shabbat. Say, Elohad Tanya Shavim Shematchilin Eimat. When did they agree that you're allowed to begin eating? They argue on Erev Shabbat also. So how can you say they agree? The question is, if it's before 9 o'clock, what would Rabbi Yehuda hold? Because, hey, I mean, it's 8:30. Can I start? Well, I mean, you know it's going to take you longer than 9 o'clock. Shavim Shemat Kavim. The Rabbi Yehuda's made up that if it hasn't come into the time in which it's usher to eat, you can begin a su'udah. He's also moda to that, even though it's getting close to the time that you have to stop. Fast review from Arvei Tzachim. Arvei Tzachim Tzachim Lo Yochal Yisrael Lo Yochal Ad Sheyaseiv V'lo Yipetu Lo Mi'ar Bakasot Shel Yayin Afilu Ben Atam Kui My Arvei Tzachim Afilu Arvei Shabbatot V'yamim Tovim Nani D'tanya Lo Yochal Adam Mi'arvei Shabbatot V'yamim Tovim Min HaMinuchan Lomala Kedei Shikanes Shabbat Kishu Ta'ava Divir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Simer Ochal Aleich Ad Shetechashech Omri V'na Lo Tzrich Avu Rabbi Yehuda Who normally holds off about the Chachit HaShech? Any minute by Arvei Shabbatot Yom Tovin. Aval b'Erev HaPesach, Mishum Chiyuv in the midst, the Matzim Meir. Rav Papa, I'm not the same Rav Yehuda. Hatam b'Arvei Shabbatot Yom Tovin, you'll notice it says Minamin Kulamala, which is 9:30 with the Yossi. But Samach Lamincha, which is 9 o'clock, it's Mutter. Aval b'Erev HaPesach, Afilu Samach Lamincha, Nami Yasur. Is that true? B'Erev Shabbat Samach Lamincha Shorif? V'Tani Lo Yochal Adam b'Erev Shabbat Yom Tovin. Meet Teisha Shahot, 9 o'clock, not 9:30. Kidei Shikanez Shabbat Kishuta Aved Ibn Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Marokh Lola Chachita Kashet. Omer Mazurcha, man, I'm not the Mitarat Stei, Dilman Bishabashti. Omer Le Maremer, well, I can tell you, buddy. Itema, some say it was Rabbi Yehuda. Ane Ikle, the Pirkit, the Pirkit, the Pirkit, the Rabbi. The Kam Tana Betoni Kamei, the Kibla Mine. Nu, Yeli Yachi Kasha. And the Rachvati Kerevuna, the mission is going. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rav Huna also doesn't work. Minecham, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yochanan, some say by Avuham, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Halacha Rav Yehuda b'Erev HaPesach, v'halacha Rav Yosef b'Erev HaShabbos. But according to you, there's no such thing. Halacha Rav Yehuda b'Erev HaPesach must mean Michlal the Polig Rav Yosi, even on Erev Pesach. How could the mission be going like Rav Yosi? No. Halacha Michlal the Pliga, yes, but not about starting, about stopping, about sakah. The Tanya Mafsikim the Shabbatot of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef in Mafsikim, Umaaseb Rabbi Shimon Yom, Rabbi Yosef, 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 what? B'chol yom v'yom atah mechavev devarai lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav atah mechavev devarai Rabbi Yehuda v'chanai, agam v'chosh et amalkai mi baboyit. Amar whoops, in came Lonav Sik Shami Yurat Amidimi Kwala Khaladorot, Amr Lozazamisham, Achikavalaka Krib Yosi. Omr Yunamishwalina Loka Lok Rabbi Lokrab Yosi. Ela Pores Mapa Umika Day. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'd have to tear the shulchan away. According to Rabbi Yosi, we just keep eating. What we do is a compromise. We put a mapa over the food, and that's the equivalent of starting a new seudah. We'll see about Birkat Amazon later. The Omer of Tachli Barav Neimar Meshmul Kishem Shemafsikim LeKiddush Kach Mafsikim LeAvdolan. Doesn't Mafsikim mean to start a whole new meal? Lav LaKirat Shulchan? No, not necessarily. Maybe it's LeMapa. Rabba Barav Nigla Veirish Galuta Aita Taka Kamei Poras Mapa VeKiddush Tanya Amiochi Ein Mevin Et Hashulchan Ela Im Ken Kiddush VeMevi Poras Mapa VeKiddush. Tani chada shavin she'in matchilin. V'tani idav shavin she'matchilin. Now, bishle, but the tani shavin she'in matchilin makes sense on Erev HaPesach, because the mishnah's only the Rabbi Yosi. Elo ha'da tani shavin she'matchilin. Where was Rabbi Yehuda motive you could be matchil? Idei l'Erev Shabbat. I thought Rabbi Yehuda says even on Erev Shabbat ain't matchilin. On mitzvah pliyeh. Lo kasha, kan kodem tisha, kan li'achar tisha.